The piece that I'm gonna play is by Herminio Jimenez, and it's called Mi Oración Azul. It's called, it roughly translates as My Blue Prayer. And Herminio Jimenez is the one that coined the term guarania for this slow down polka, Paraguayan polka version, to be, for it to be more lyrical. He gave it the name.
Buju and hello. Welcome to Northern Voices, celebrating ties to Minnesota's Northland, where I talk with folks from around northern Minnesota about tradition, sustainability, and Indigenous and ancestral ways of life. I'm Leah Lem, your host and fellow Northlands explorer. As you can tell, I've started out on a different note today. I'm talking to Pedro Oviedo, whom you've heard introduce the Paraguayan polka piece he's playing now. I've joined him today to chat about how he maintains and practices tradition while living in northern Minnesota. Pedro's from Paraguay and has studied in the States for years, and he came to Grand Rapids last year to help make sure students are getting a great music education.
I am Pedro Oviedo. I am a violist. I'm an orchestra conductor. And I am the director of instruction at the Itasca Orchestra and String Program.
Last year, Pedro finished his master's and began searching for the next steps in his career. And he came across the opportunity with the Itasca Orchestra and Strings Program.
I did my homework, and I looked up the place, looked what they had, looked what's going on here. And I saw, first of all, the Rife. I saw Mac Rossi. I saw many art institution around the area, and I saw the nature and I immediately said I want to go there. Initially, I grew up in a very small place and surrounded by nature, basically. So Paraguay is where I'm from. 95% of the population lives in the southern region. I live in the other region, which is half, more than half of the country. All of it is forest and just land and dryness and everything.
Pedro and his partner, Magdalena, or Magda, who is originally from Poland, are both performers and instructors. And keeping up with tradition has its complexities, and music has been a way to connect with home.
It's interesting because, like, practicing tradition over here, it's been something we try to keep alive with Magda. You know, she comes from a different tradition than I do. So, for example, what do we eat in, you know, the typical Christian country holidays, you know? What is dinner for Christmas? And we try to keep alive, I think, the art and the music that we do, just in isolated projects. You know, we are performers. Well, I mean, we play. We teach too, of course, but we're mostly artists that try to be playing constantly. Last year, that was difficult, but now it's getting better. We have had projects about Paraguayan music alone. We have had concerts like that with other people.
Which, of course, prompts me to ask, what are some examples of Paraguayan music? We heard a piece at the top, and Pedro's happy to explain more.
Okay. So traditional Paraguayan music, of course, as many other type of music, evolved from Western music, Western European, of course, music. We have traditional rhythms, the polka, which is not very, a word that is not very associated with South America, right? So we have a Paraguayan polka, which sounds completely different than the traditional, I don't know, Czech polka or anything like that, Eastern Europe. And from that rhythm, this, you know, the well, many other variants, but the main one that evolved is the Guarania, which is completely regional, completely local from the country, which is basically a rhythm that is slower and more lyric than the polka. Polka, we think that it's like an upbeaty thing, right? That sounds very familiar, right? But the Guarania is, it's basically a slowed down polka, so you can write lyrical stuff. Well, in Paraguay, we decided to, instead of having two beats in the bass, we'll have three. How do we do that? Instead of dividing every beat in two, we divide it in three, and we add an extra beat in there. So we have pom pom pom, which is the arpeggiation of the bass. Easy. Pom pom pom, yum pom pom, yum pom. We still have. Let's see if I can do it. Right. So, but the melodies and everything. Once you start singing and start hearing it, you can hear the groove, and it's almost like riding a bike. You have to catch on to it to keep moving. Oh, this one is Arroyos y Esteros. Oh my goodness, how am I gonna translate that? Oh, swamp, and Arroyos is lakes and swamps. Yeah, that's the translation of it. But it's actually the name of a place. This one is an anonymous tune, you know, like folk music.
The music we're diving into today has both European and indigenous roots. It's built around the native language and is attempted to put into writing, into written music in the Western style. It's blending together influences, though it can be hard to translate between them.
I have tried to do the Paraguayan pieces with other, like with orchestras around the US. And it's so hard to explain. And the way it's written, it doesn't really reflect the way it sounds. We just haven't developed, I guess, a better way to write it. Mm-hmm. So Western notation makes no justice to the way the music, this is native music. It evolved, you know, I guess native mixed. The notation doesn't makes no sense, so it's hard to. I wish you good luck with this episode.
I have my ways.
So this one is probably the most well-known Paraguayan song ever, I think. Every time there is any sort of event, meaning dinner at grandpa's or presidential election, you'll hear this. And it's called Mis Noches Sin Ti, My Evening or My Nights Without You.
Chimiguich, Pedro Oviedo, for taking time to chat and play a few tunes. I know there are so many of us who are glad you and Magdalena have brought your music to us here in northern Minnesota. And I'm Leah Lem. Thank you for joining me for Northern Voices. Northern Voices is made possible by the Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the citizens of Minnesota. Today's musical flourishes are brought to you by Pedro Oviedo. And thank you to team member Aaron Warhol for the extra listening and guidance. Gigawabamin, and see you soon.